Tut ruled in ancient Egypt. When they opened King Tut's tomb, he was found holding a scepter shaped like a crook in his left hand. The Greek poet Homer included kings carrying scepters in his epic poem, The Iliad. The most famous of these scepter-carrying kings was Agamemnon. When his brother's wife, Helen, was kidnapped, Agamemnon led the Greek army in the Trojan War and rescued Helen. In ancient Persia, if a person tried to speak to the king without permission, he would be put to death. The king could give permission by holding out his golden scepter for the person to touch. There is a famous story about Queen Esther, a Jewish woman who married the Persian king. She learned a corrupt government official was going to kill all the Jewish people. She wanted to ask the king to stop the official before he could carry out his evil plan. But she did not have permission to speak to the king. She decided to risk everything and go see the king anyway, even if it meant her death. When the king saw her, he extended the golden scepter to her as a symbol of his favor. She was not put to death, and she was able to save the Jews from being murdered by the bad official. In the first century AD, Jesus was sentenced to die in Jerusalem. To mock Jesus, the Roman soldiers made a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand. Although the reed wasn't a real scepter, it was ironic because Jesus was the King of Kings. 2,000 years later, scepters are still being used by kings and queens. Queen Elizabeth II of England was coronated on June 2, 1953. The coronation ceremony of the kings and queens of Great Britain goes back to the year 732 AD. The similarities between today's ceremony and that of the kings of the House of David are amazing. The king, or in Elizabeth's case, the queen, is received at the door of Westminster Abbey by political and ecclesiastical leaders, and is led inside. The choir sings Psalm 122, which was written by King David. There are two special scepters used in the coronation ceremony. The royal scepters are made from precious metals and decorated with jewels. The value of the gold, silver, diamonds, sapphires, rubies, emeralds, and pearls make them priceless. First, there is a dove scepter. This scepter represents the eternal power of God, who is the King of all kings and queens. It is a rod of gold that's 3 feet 7 inches tall. On the top is a golden cross with a white enameled dove. The eyes, beak, and feet are gold. The center of the scepter has enamel and gems and diamonds. The queen holds this scepter in her left hand at the coronation ceremony. Second, there is the royal scepter. This scepter represents the temporal powers of the monarch. It's also a rod of gold 3 feet tall. It's a bit shorter because God has greater powers than the queen. On top is a cross made of diamonds and a large emerald in the center. It is decorated with amethyst, rubies, diamonds, and sapphires. This scepter is held in the right hand at the coronation. Just like in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Persia, these two scepters are symbols of the monarch's power. In his play Richard II, William Shakespeare puts into words his great love for England, immortalizing it forever as the sceptered isle. This royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of majesty, this seat of Mars, this other Eden, demi-paradise, this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England.